Praise the Lord. Yeah. We will continue with the divine nature we started last week. And we shall turn to 2 Peter. Let us just read the first verse, because that is what we did last week. The first verse. 2 Peter 1, verse 1. Simon Peter, a servant and an apostle of Jesus Christ, to them that have obtained like precious faith with us through the righteousness of God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Lord, we thank you for the reading of your word. Shall we be seated? Yeah, last week we heard the prophet said this particular salutation is to a special people. Apostle Peter made this salutation to a special people. Amen. He said it is not to the outside world, but to the church. The church which has also obtained the same precious faith like what? Like they, the apostles, through the righteousness of God. Amen. The salutation is to a special people. It's not to the outside world. It is to the church that has what? Obtained the same precious faith like they, the what? The apostles, through the righteousness of God. So looking at the statement, it shows that there are other forms of righteousness. Amen. Because this faith is through the righteousness of God. And we, the apostles, am addressing a church that has also obtained that same precious faith through the righteousness of God. And so we saw, right from the Bible, a form of righteousness, which is the righteousness of the scribes and the Pharisees. Amen. And that was what Jesus himself warned us, that except our righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribe and the Pharisees, we shall in no case enter into what, the kingdom of God. Amen. So we are particular about the kind of righteousness that your faith had come out. So, this morning, give us the fifth slide. This morning, we come to the verse 2 of 2 Peter 1. It said, grace and peace. Is that, yeah. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. And we shall add the third one. Is the third one there? Yes. According to his divine power, had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and to virtue. So today also, when we look at the verses 2 and 3, he's talking about the knowledge of God. We've known the righteousness of God. The righteousness of God, last week, we found out to be what? The word of God. Amen. That means that we have obtained this faith, see, through what? Through the word of God. No other thing. Amen. And here he's talking about also that grace and peace be multiplied unto you through the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord. Amen. Amen. And so I believe that every one of us here desire grace and peace in abundance. That it will be multiplied to us what? Daily, every day. That's the desire that we need. But he said it comes through what? The knowledge of God. If you want that peace, if you want that grace, it comes from what? The knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. And then through that same knowledge of God, verse 3, through that same knowledge of God, he said that we will what? We will, through that same knowledge of God, is given unto us all things that pertain unto what? Life and godliness. So this morning, we need to find out that knowledge. When we come to the pyramid itself, knowledge is one of the virtues. So we won't talk much about the knowledge now. But how to attain that knowledge of God. So that when we come to the pyramid, then we will go deeply into what? The knowledge of God. So, but how can we attain that knowledge of God? And we cannot ask anyone, well, we cannot find it, it's still in the Bible, and we will ask Apostle Paul how he managed to be abound so much in the knowledge of God. How? Because he was part of the Pharisees. Amen. And my brother, that is Philippians 3, 4 to 10. Philippians 3, 4 to 10. You can put the slide away and give us the scripture. And my brother, I see this as a confession that is from the innermost soul. Amen. Of Apostle Paul. A confession. And he made it in a way that it exposed the enemy. It exposed Satan. It stripped him naked. He poured everything in this confession. He said, verse 3, he said, though I might also have confidence in the flesh, if any other man thinketh that he hath whereof he might trust in the flesh, I more. What Apostle Paul trying to say here is that many might believe what God, through what? Through the flesh. But no one can beat there is no one that believed more than me. I really believed in the flesh, worshiping God. Amen. And then he started. He said, circumcised on the eighth day. See, talking about the flesh, circumcision of the flesh, circumcised on the eighth day of the stock of Israel. See, talking about where he comes from. Earthly. Of the tribe of Benjamin. And Hebrew of the Hebrew. My. And as touching the law, a Pharisee. The boasting was really great when he was a Pharisee. As concerning zeal, persecuting the church. And as touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. Then verse 7, it said, but what things were gained to me? All these things that I gained, those I counted loss for Christ. Amen. Amen. And then let's add the verse 8. He said, yea, doubtless, this is what the truth I'm telling you. There's no doubt about that. He said, I count all things but loss. For what? For the excellency of the knowledge of Jesus Christ, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them as dung, that I may win Christ. So Apostle Paul has given us one point here. How, what he did to be so much abound in the knowledge of God. Amen. See, he lets go something to let in God. He let go and let God. He forsook everything. See, everything that he had gained through the flesh, he made sure that everything was counted as what? Dung. Mm. And let's look at the verse 9. And I did that so that I'll be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is the law, but that which is true, the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith. Amen. He has to let go something. Yes, my brother, you cannot bottle what? Old wine and new wine together in the same bottle. You can't. If you want the new wine, then the only thing you got to do is pour out that old wine from the bottle and clean it really good, as that is sanctification, before you can pour in what? The new wine, which is what? The Holy Ghost. You are getting it?
Amen.
Amen. So something had to what? Be something had to go for what? For the righteousness. That, so Paul did that so that now everything he, we all know that when he had met Jesus Christ, he went to the wilderness in Arabia. Praise the Lord. Amen. To soak in the righteousness of God through what?
Hallelujah.
Through learning about Jesus Christ. Learning about the righteousness which is through the righteousness of Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. So, slide 6. He said, whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these ye might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. Now, having what? Poured that old wine away. And now you have received in the new wine. It is hereby is given unto us what? Precious, great and exceeding great and precious promises. So that we could what? Be like him. We will grow into his what? Into his divine nature. Amen. So my brother, to grow into his divine nature, you got to pour, you got to see, make sure that you are not holding any other thing, which of the flesh. But you have been filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, then you will be given exceeding great and precious promises. By those things, then you can be a partaker of his divine nature. Praise the Lord. The thing is that in the message book, Who Is This? The prophet said something. You see, we rather have to grow into his divine nature, not God coming down to take our nature. No, sir. So the prophet said in that message, it has been read here before. He said, a supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature.
Hallelujah.
You see. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. It is we.
Amen.
So we got to leave everything. See, you got to make sure you have what? You have cleansed, sanctified this body to receive what? The power of the Holy Ghost. And then this great, exceeding great and precious promises, by those, you will be able to what? Grow into the stature of a perfect man.
Amen.
Amen. So he said, the supernatural God cannot change his nature to fit people's nature. People must change their nature to fit God's supernatural plan. You see, God will never come to your level. You have to come to his.
Yes, sir.
God will not come to your requirements. You have to come to God's. And when that requirement is met upon a promise, see, the promise that he's going to give us. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
You know the promise, faith, knowledge, temperance, all, yeah. We'll be coming on that. You see, those are the requirements. Unless those requirements are met, you cannot grow into that stature of a perfect man, the nature of God. Amen. He said, and then that requirement, when it is met upon that promise, you see, that God made to redeem the people, if that requirement is met, your entire being changes. Your thinking changes. Your habits change. Everything about you changes. Your desires change. Your living changes. You change. Everything about you changes because there is a new life in you.
Amen.
Amen. So we, through this power of the Holy Ghost that is in us, then we will be prepared now to receive those promises and then grow into his teacher. You see, why is the change so needful? Why is the change so needful? It's needful because God is looking for a place,
Amen.
A house to live in.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. He's looking for a place to live in. That's why all these things. There's nothing else. He wants a place to live in. And we all know that David one time, the Bible says he desired to find a tabernacle for the living God. But Solomon built him a temple. And the scripture says, how be it that the Most High dwelleth not in temples made with hands, saith the prophets. That he said, heaven is my throne, and the earth is my footstool. So what house will you build me, saith the Lord? Or what is my place of what? Rest. So my brother, how can you, this mighty God, who has heaven as his throne and the earth as his footstool, how can you build a house with your hand and put such a God, a mighty God, in? It's not possible. You see? Or how can you confine an omnipresent God who is present everywhere? How can you confine that God with like a temple like this that you have built? How can you confine that God here? Say, stay here. An omnipresent God. No, sir. Omnipresent says he's present everywhere. And so ye are the temples of the living God. And so temples here, temples in Alaska, temples in South America, temples over there, he covers every space. That's why he's omnipresent. That's why he's giving us these great exceeding word promises so that we build a body. We build a temple where he can live in and walk in it and be what? Our God, and we be his people. He wants to live in you. He wants to live in me. Amen. So I'm going to give you the materials that you are going to use. It's not a house built with hands, but faith. That's why when we start the pyramid, you see that the first thing is what? Faith, the foundation of that house. Praise the Lord. You begin to give me sign if... I'm eating to the time. It's time, eh? Praise the Lord. It's good that I asked. So, brethren, coming to this place, we will now, from next week, Lord willing, we'll be looking at what the materials that God Amen. Had given to us to build this temple.
Amen.
Amen. You take them one by one, faith, knowledge, temperance, and the rest. Amen. Faith, virtue, temperance. Faith, virtue, knowledge, temperance, and the rest. Godliness, the brotherly kindness, and then the crown, which is love. Amen. So let's bow down our heads and let's prepare our hearts that, Lord, we need those materials so much need because we want you. I want you to live in me, Lord. I surrender all to you. I want to be your living temple, Lord. So, Father, we thank you. We bless you, Lord Jesus, as you are preparing us, O Lord. We commit now the rest of the service, Lord, into your hands. Even as your servant waiting on you to come over and give us the word, oh, for the day and for the week and beyond, Lord, bless him, Lord. Speak to him as you know individually our needs and our desires, Lord. Father, before we want to worship you, we want to praise your name, we want to lift your name high, 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 above all things, Lord. So, Father, accept our worship and praises, Lord, this morning, and prepare us, Lord, for your word that will come after. We thank you once again. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray with all thanksgiving. Amen. God richly bless you.